So you may have seen last night on TV, we had the final of the festive Great British Bake Off episode. The episode was won by Chetna, who joins us now. Chetna, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So you must be buzzing as the Christmas baker for Boxing Day.
Oh, it was such a lovely thing to be part of, and watching it was really, really nice and brought back so many memories.
So what was it like going back into the tent? Because it's obviously been a couple of years since you were in there last, and then suddenly you're there in front of Mary and Paul and Mel and Sue, and does it all come flooding back really quickly?
God, it was actually very strange to be going back. And, you know, when I was asked if I'd go back, I was like, oh, yes, very exciting and all that stuff. But as I went into the tent, I was thinking, and I started baking, I was thinking, God, what have I got myself into? I knew how this would feel. But once, you know, we started baking, it was such a good laugh, and I'm so glad I did it, because we just had so much fun, and, you know, it was like we were baking with friends. And even though I had not met the contestants before, I knew, and, you know, we all follow each other on social media and stuff, so... It was like an extended family, to be honest.
Now, when it came to the actual bakes, it was the Christmas canapés, and you did well in that. Then there was the technical challenge, which was the bread that sort of looked like cinnamon swirls, but in one loaf. And then you had your showstopper challenge. I mean, you did well pretty much throughout, I would say.
Yeah, it went all right. Yes, you know, I was... really happy that they liked the canapés to start with, and technical was okay, and then the showstopper went well. So yeah, it was good all round.
Now, what does it feel like as the person who last holds a Great British Bake Off title when the show is as we've known it and loved it for so long? So with Mary, Paul, Mel and Sue, I mean, this is the last episode that'll be broadcast before it's all changed. It moves to Channel 4.
I know it is quite sad to kind of, when you know, when we were watching it, it was a bit sad because when we recorded it, we didn't know it was going to be the last ever show turn on BBC. And to watch it, it actually was really emotional. I don't know, because I know a lot of people found it very emotional. It is, you know, such an amazing show. But I'm so, so glad to be able to be a part of that last ever thing on BBC.
When it comes to actually when it was created, my dad is very into his flowers and trees and things, and my dad latched on straight away. He said, hang on, all the trees have got their leaves on, which is not necessarily Christmassy. So when was that film? Was that like summer or so?
Yes, it was filmed in the summer. It was back in the summer we filmed it.
So what about now then, Chetna? What are you up to? What's 2017 looking like for you? Is this going to give you an extra boost of things with Bake Off?
Well, you know, I was quite happy with how it was going without the Christmas Bake Off. And, you know, I've got things that I really, really enjoy doing. My book, Cardamom Trail, is doing well. And my channel, a YouTube channel, Food with Chetna, is doing well. And I get a lot of good response from that. It's very interactive. And there's lots happening in 2017, even before the show. So, there's some exciting new stuff happening. So, really looking forward to it.
Any word from Channel 4? Any question of whether they want you to be a host of New Bake Off or anything?
No. But I'm looking forward to watching it on Channel 4 as well. I'm a big fan, so I wouldn't be... leaving it behind, to be honest.
Well, Chetna, it's been brilliant to get you back on the show. Congratulations on your Boxing Day success, and have a nice new year as well, Chetna.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and happy new year to you as well.